13 fouls in the first half. Same defense, this half-court 1-3-1 trap. They extend it just beyond half-court. Here's Tabor right side for Mountain Home. Along the right baseline with the dribble drive. Dribbled out of bounds with it. Turns it over. 8 turnovers by Mountain Home. 7:44 left third quarter. Just getting the second half underway. Greenwood's first possession of the second half. Goodwood out top. And we got a foul against Mountain Home. They're going to get Foreman. Check it. They give it to Walker instead. First, second on Walker. First this half against Mountain Home. Price with it. Out top, Goodwin for Greenwood. Fires up a three. It's good. Boy, that one brought range. He had a high arching shot. Makes it a one-point game, 17-16. Mountain Home leads it with 7:19 left in the third. Walker up ahead for Mountain Home. Out top, this is Pfeiffer now for the Lady Bombers. Sun could be a problem in this second half, especially for Mountain Home. Say, what are you talking about, Hallhorse? Sun in a basketball gym? Yeah, because they've got windows on the southwest corner. Here's a three by Pfeiffer. It's an air ball. Saved inbounds by Foreman, but then it goes back out of bounds, and it's Greenwood basketball. Yeah, they got windows along the south and the southwest corner of the gym, and as the sun starts setting, it's shining right in the eyes of the Mountain Home shooters on this end of the floor. This could be big in this second half. Greenwood with the ball, looking to retake the lead. A three in the corner by Price is an air ball. Terry, the backside rebound for Greenwood to keep it alive. 6:35 left in the third. Mountain Home's lead was as high as 7. It's down to 1 right now. And a foul against the Lady Bombers. They're going to get Husky on this one. Peyton picks up her third. Team foul number 2 against Mountain Home. And a timeout, Lady Bombers. 6:29 left in the third. Mountain Home leading Greenwood 17-16. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
6:29 left in the third. It's Mountain Home leading Greenwood 17-16. Lady Bulldogs with it. Saki left baseline, dribbled, lost it out of bounds. 5-6 turnovers now by Greenwood. Emma Martin in for Mountain Home. Husky with 3 fouls will come out. And we're going to see full court pressure now by Greenwood. It's a 1-2-1-1 full court press. They trap out of it. Pfeiffer to Foreman, to Martin into the front court, and she's going to be fouled. The foul's on Price, her first. Team foul number 1 against Greenwood this half. Greenwood had 13 fouls in the first half. Tabor to inbound for Mountain Home, and again the sun could be a problem here for Mountain Home in the second half. Those windows on the southwest corner of the gym. Even the defenders looking towards that way are having trouble trying to put their hands up. Looks like an outfielder trying to shade their eyes with a fly ball coming their way. Tabor, free throw line jumper is fouled. She will shoot 2. The foul is going to be charged to Saki. That's her second foul against Greenwood. And Mally Tabor at the free throw line where she is 1 of 2 this afternoon. First one from the senior is missed. And the Lady Bombers are 6 of 16 from the free throw line. They're under 40% now from the line. Tabor with another one. Clements back in for Greenwood. Second shot is good. So Mountain Home leads at 18 to 16. Just under 6 minutes left in this third quarter. Out top, this is Saki to the baseline. Price around the top of the key now with the dribble started deep in the left corner. calling for the ball is Goodwin. She's directing traffic. Takes the dribble to the right side. Looks into Bags. Through two defenders. Boy, that's a pretty tough call right there on Mountain Home. They're going to call a foul. Whew. They're going to go to Foreman. No, check it. It was Tabor they give the foul to. That's going to be her third. Third foul this half against Mountain Home. Bags hits her first free throw. That's her first point. She can tie it up with this free throw. 5:33 left in the third. And she does. Knotted up at 18 with 5:33 left in the third. Foreman to Martin. Into the front court now for Mountain Home. They beat the press. They've done a good job against that press. Martin double teamed out top. Finds Walker. Walker on the left elbow. Back out top. It comes to Martin. 5:15 left in the third. Martin stop and go move. Back out top. It comes to Walker. Drives by the defender. Into the corner. Right side Pfeiffer. Nothing there. Brings it back to Martin. Martin drives down the right side of the paint. Layup good. And a foul. And a chance for a three-point play for the Mountain Home sophomore. The foul on Greenwood is on Price. That's her second. Team foul number three this half against the Lady Bulldogs. Martin has scored 5 points this afternoon. She's at the line trying to complete the three-point play. Misses the free throw and the rebound to Price. Boy, if the Lady Bombers can't win this one, they're going to have to look at that free throw stats. It has been atrocious today, and that's not like them. Driving the right side for Greenwood is Price. She'll score on a layup. Her first points of the game. Ties it back up at 20. Martin up ahead. Ball knocked away by Greenwood. They get the steal. Mountain Home's ninth turnover. Greenwood looking to retake the lead. It's been a while since they led it. Mountain Home at 1 point had a 17-10 lead. Greenwood on a 10-3 run since then. Bags inside. Layup is good, and Greenwood has reclaimed the lead. Boy, Bags just kind of threw that thing up underhanded, and it went somehow. 22-20, Greenwood. Walker quickly up the left side for Mountain Home. Beats the defense into the front court. Pfeiffer a three. It's good. And the Lady Bombers retake the lead. Pfeiffer with her third three of the afternoon. 11 points. Here's Price a three. It won't go. Rebound Mountain Home. Tabor underneath for Mountain Home. That's her third board. Walker quickly into the front court. Out top, Martin now for the Lady Bombers. Underneath, Foreman. Baseline drive. The kick out to Pfeiffer. Walker out top. Penetrates. Back to Pfeiffer. The three. Yes! Back-to-back threes by Pfeiffer. Lady Bombers were down two. Now they're up four. 26-22. You can tell Hannah is feeling it again, finally. Struggled a bit in that first half. Here's a jumper by Clements at the other end. It's good. 26-24. Mountain Home leads it with 3:04 left in the third. Top of the key, Martin for Mountain Home. Down the paint, drives with the layup and scores and a foul. And a chance for a three-point play. The foul's on Price, her third. Team foul number four against Greenwood this half. Martin will go to the free throw line. 7 points on the afternoon. She is 3 of 7 from the line. The free throw is missed. And the rebound to Greenwood. 28-24 Mountain Home with 2:48 left in the third. Goodwin slows it down out top now for the Lady Bulldogs. Mountain Home leads it by four. In the corner right side, a quick three by Cartwright. Won't go. Rebound Mountain Home. That's Riley Walker underneath. Up ahead to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer launches a three. It's off the front of the rim this time. And the rebound controlled by Clements for Greenwood. 2:21 left in this third quarter. Price into the front court. Drives, scores, and a foul. Foreman commits the foul. That's her first. Team foul number four against Mountain Home. Price will go to the free throw line trying to complete a three-point play. Lady Bombers are now just 7 of 19 from the line. Price hits the free throw. 28-27. Mountain Home leads it by one with 2:16 left in the third. Norfolk pulling away from Alpena in their ball game over on 99-7 the Boots. Martin in the backcourt for Mountain Home gets it into the front court, beats the 10-second call. Pfeiffer fouled on the near side. Number four on Price. Team foul number five against Greenwood. Price picks up her fourth. Lady Bombers have it on the near sideline. And it's going to be Walker out top. We've got a whistle. They blew the horn accidentally trying to get the substitute in, but they'd already put the ball into play. So they have to stop play, and Mountain Home will have to inbound again. Walker out top. Lady Bombers lead it by one. Walker to Pfeiffer. Long range three won't go. Rebound, Foreman. She puts it on the floor, brings it back out, and she's going to be fouled. Foreman is fouled. The foul against Greenwood is on Glass. That's her third. Team foul number six against Greenwood. Price, with her four fouls, will come out as Stein checks in. Mountain Home inbounds under their own basket. Comes into Martin. Open 15-footer. No good. The rebound. Tabor in the corner for Mountain Home. Her pass intercepted. Tried to get it to Pfeiffer out top. 10 turnovers by Mountain Home. Greenwood down one with the ball, looking to retake the lead. Out top, this is Glass. 1:27 left in the third. Mountain Home leads it 28-27. Lady Bombers had a 17-10 lead at one point. Here's Stein left side. Her three will not go. Rebound is loose. Greenwood has it. And controlled by Clements out top. Glass in the corner. Stein now for the Lady Bulldogs. 1 minute left in the third. Mountain Home leads it by one. Inside, ball knocked away. Picked back up by Greenwood. Glass down the paint, and we've got a foul against Mountain Home. They're going to get Foreman with her second, team foul number five, against the Lady Bombers. Greenwood inbounds under their basket. Stein in the left corner. Out top, it's Goodwin. 41 seconds left in this third quarter. Mountain Home leading 28-27. Glass. Out top, it's Clements now for the Lady Bulldogs. Ball knocked away. Foreman comes up with the basketball. She runs the floor. Has it knocked away. Taken back away. Foreman comes up with a steal. They're going to say it's out of bounds, and it's going to be Greenwood basketball. Well, Foreman got the steal. Had to take it away from her. She steals it back, and Greenwood winds up with the basketball. 28-27, Mountain Home with 19 seconds left in this third quarter. Greenwood will set things up now and play for the final shot, it looks like. It's Goodwin. Now Glass, top of the key. Glass fires a three. It will not go. Rebound in the corner, and the quarter will come to an end. And Mountain Home leads it 28-27, 8 minutes away from a trip to the semifinals. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.